All right, here we go. We are now joined by our race winner, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny, we are going to go straight to questions for you, and we will start off with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Denny, does outrunning Harvick, and does that help you, do you feel like mentally going into the playoffs and or potentially for the championship race?
Not really. I mean, because every track is so different. I mean, you know, especially with the news of like no practice, it's like, oh boy, you know, this season is going to come down to really a big old crapshoot at the end. To hopefully you got your car unloaded nicely, but you don't feel like you're in a one-up position, I guess you could say, by beating them. But you know, I thought that we were in trouble. Our car didn't have the all-out speed that a couple cars did. Certainly, it looked like his had a ton of speed, but to you know, kind of out-duel him at the end. It's gratifying, but it only lasts this week. It doesn't give me any false confidence going forward.
Thank you.
You got it.
Next, we'll go to Kelly Crandall.
Thank you. Hey, Denny, you had said, I think back at Pocono, that it's not championship or bust, because a lot of people obviously will be quick to point out, well, you've never won a championship, but you've got 3 Daytona 500s. Now you've got 11 wins in the last 2 years. So in general, how do you feel now just about your career, how things are going, and where you stand in the sport when you take a side, like you said, it's not championship or bust?
Yeah, I mean, I love winning, and I just want to get to as many wins as I possibly can, and hopefully I win the last race of the season. That's the goal, but there are no guarantees. We're putting together a very, very solid season in many, many aspects. And that to me is a great season. If we can somehow get to the Final Four, that we have accomplished our goal. From that point on, those last 301 laps or whatever it is at Phoenix, we'll give it our best shot and see where we stack up.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Jordan Bianchi.
Denny, throughout the night, different drivers looked like they were in the picture to win this race. The 18, the 24, the 12, and you and Kevin kind of were – running well, but maybe not in the mix. But when it comes down to it, though, you guys were deciding the outcome of this race. Do you look at that and just kind of like, this is just how it goes this year? This is who we are. This is what we are. And we are the two drivers that are separate ourselves from everyone else, and we're going to be fighting for it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're doing a great job of putting ourselves in really good positions to win races. And obviously, you know, we really could have a boatload of wins right now. It's incredible. Chris set a very lofty goal at the beginning of the season of how many races he thinks we're going to win. And I said, you're nuts. And I'm thinking, wow, a few blown tires away from really making it happen. We still can get there. So I just, he's bringing fast cars and, you know, we're executing. I'm not making really many mistakes behind the wheel right now. And that's, you know, we're putting ourselves in contention. You know, when we restarted fifth right there, with 20 some to go, I really didn't like our chances that much, but I just was trying to execute every restart perfectly. We were able to get to third, another restart. Let's execute that one nicely. And we were able to battle it out. So this is a well executed race. We won today with probably not the best car.
Next, we're going to go to Randy Kovitz.
Yeah, Denny, winning here now back-to-back, I mean, what's that mean to you? And knowing you told me last week you're better second time around here, you can't get much better. What does that mean going into a playoff race at Kansas that you've won it day and you've won it night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, anytime we can go to a racetrack and win for the first time, and then when we go back later in the season, pretty optimistic. So, I love our chances, like I said, and I think that we got some good tracks ahead of us. We got some tracks that have been tough for me in my career ahead of us. So those are the ones I really want to perform well at and get better at. And if we can put ourselves in contention and win, you know, two or three more of these things before the playoff starts, we're going to be putting ourselves in a very good position for the stretch run. So, anytime we run track two times, I spent a lot of time really downloading and figuring out what I need to do to be better. And I still think there's a lot of work to be done with our team to make sure when we come back here, we are a little better, because I definitely think we were probably a third place car today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you. Congratulations, Denny. I asked Brad earlier, and I'll ask you the same thing, to see the four former champions all running up front, you, Harvick, Keselowski, and Truex, you kind of think that it's shaping up to be the four of you that will eventually end up fighting for the championship in Phoenix?
Oh, it's, we're so far removed from that. I just think that, who knows? I mean, 18 ran well tonight, 19 ran well tonight. It's just, I don't know. I mean, you know, this, we've been on this tire now for probably three of the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's not been the driver's favorite tire. It's been a challenge aerodynamically. But I think that it's so week to week. I mean, it seems like the 12 car in particular has been really fast on this tire. Penske cars have been good on the tires. I'm optimistic that we've been, you know, really kind of nimble and being able to be good at multiple racetracks, different tires, you know, different aero packages from last year, and we're kind of winning at all different types of technique of racetracks. So who knows, you know, who's going to be the final four. I could have, you know, in this format, you know, who knows? I mean, we could leave a bolt loose, you know, and start the race and be out of it in the first round. I don't know what's going to happen. I just want to win as many as I can, and I'm not thinking about championship right now.
I guess under this format, or what's going on with the pandemic and how we're racing everything, I'm just wondering if this doesn't lead more towards veterans to really, you know, be the guys that finish, to be the guys that contend on a regular basis, because it's really going to take more, I think, experience than I think experience is going to win out this season, I guess, is probably a better way to ask that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think when the last time we had someone in their 20s win a championship. I don't know that answer. I think Kyle was 30 on his first. But it just, you know, racing is a little different than other stick and ball sports where, you know, even though your athletic ability may deteriorate a little bit in racing, you know, I'm winning more with my mind now than I am with my talent, you know. So I just feel like I have to be smarter. I have to really be strategic with my moves. I have to really put a lot of effort into thinking about putting myself in the right situation. And that seems like, you know, today was kind of one of those days where I knew I didn't have the best car, but I had to just kind of outfox, you know, some people in some certain places. And it just worked out to where, you know, we got that stretch run at the end where our car was fast and I was able to make the move.
Thank you.
Got it.
Next, we're going to go to Tyler Jones.
Denny, you won here back in October. What do you like so much about Kansas Speedway? What have you guys figured out to get you this recent success you've had?
Well, I think Kansas has matured into one of the best mile and a half that we have on our schedule. You know, it doesn't need any PJ1. We can run all the way from the wall all the way to the bottom. It's just a really, really nice racetrack. And it seems like the asphalt has aged well here. I think that the tire that we had here in the fall was a little better tire than what we had here in the spring, or I guess it's summer. But it just seems like our setup was working for both. So we didn't venture too far from our race winning setup this time around, and it was pretty close. So like I said, I still got some work to do. I think that we weren't the best car, like I said, but we found a way.
Is the way that you guys are running the best that you've run in your career right now? How's this compare to some of those moments you've been through over the years?
I certainly believe so. I mean, 2010 was a great run with eight wins, but I mean, man, we're more competitive week in, week out right now than what we were in 2010. I would say some of our races in 2010 were more dominant, but I think the field was a little more stretched out there to where one car would hit a setup, it would really take off. All these cars, especially with this aerodynamic package that kind of keeps us closer, it's tougher to really dominate races, but I certainly feel like I'm in contention more than I was in 2010.
Thanks, Denny.
Got it.
Next, we're going to go to Zach Sterniolo.
Denny, congrats on this win. I'm curious, you know, a lot's been said about your relationship with Chris Gabehart over these last 18 months. What is it about the two of you that allows you guys to have been so versatile over these past 18 months? Because it is really every single racetrack you guys go to, you're competitive and have a chance to win. And I know you've harped on the trust between you guys a lot, too.
Yeah, and I think it really boils down to trust. I do my job, he does his, and I don't venture in his department. He don't really venture into mine. So he knows that I've been doing this long enough. When I give him the information that I need to make my car faster, he just goes to work on it. He doesn't try to change how I'm driving to adapt to maybe what someone else is doing. He works on the car to get it where I need it. And so that relationship really works well. And, you know, we're building a notebook. And you know, that notebook is getting thicker and thicker, and the knowledge is getting greater and greater. And that's why you're seeing the results you're seeing.
Maybe it's a little premature for this question, but do you feel like you guys can be one of those all-time great duos as the driver crew chief?
Well, statistics would say that we are so far, but you know, I would like to keep it going for many, many years past just these last two. And we've got something special going for sure, and we don't want to mess it up.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Denny.
Got it.
Next, we'll go to Jim Utter.
Congrats, Denny. A lot of times this season, it's become a Denny and Kevin Harvick show at the end. Going to New Hampshire next weekend, it was that last year where you and he raced and you led a lot of laps and came in second. Do you expect another battle with them next week and probably many more coming down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are so solid. I mean, they're going to be in the top five even on their bad days like today. You call it a bad day, you know, he nearly won it with 10 to go or so. So he still finds a way to get to the top five. That's just a really strong race team. Him and Rodney, you know, find a way, even on when they have about a 10th place car, they've managed to get great restarts at the end and put themselves in contention to win. So, what you've seen from us in the last year with the 11 and the 4 is a lot of mutual respect. And we race each other with a lot of mutual respect. And because we know it won't be the last time. And, we've still got probably many years of battles ahead of us. And, we've been around the sport a long time, and we butted heads early in my career. But he's certainly a guy that I personally would like to model myself after.
You mentioned earlier about the tire, and we've seen some things in the last couple of weeks, some strange strategy calls that people probably wouldn't think would work. How much of those decisions affected the decisions that you guys are making right now?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, tire wear, you know, it seems like we either have tires that kind of wear too much, like Indy, where we blew one out after 26 laps, where we have ones that don't wear at all, and you could, you know, run about three races on them. So it's just, you know, I think Goodyear's trying to get a common tire amongst all these different racetracks where, you know, if we want to put on the best race possible, each track, you know, needs and deserves its own particular tire to put on the best show. Being common and just having a simple, well, this is for all mile and a half, you know, each mile and a half is built differently. The way the asphalt is made is different. So you need a different tire for these different types of asphalt. And I think they're just in a phase right now where they're just trying to make things more common. And you know, it's in my opinion, it's not as good a product simply because, you know, I inside the race car, I can tell you it's much, much harder to pass than what it was last year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next we'll go to Mark Garrow.
There we go. Danny, you alluded a little while ago about Chris set this goal at the beginning of the year, but you didn't tell us what it was. So what was the number he set that you think you might be able to get to or could have already gotten to?
Well, I think, you know, we had some meetings in the off season, and, you know, we didn't talk a whole lot about Homestead and, you know, championships. You know, let's go get a championship this year. You know, his goal has been very simple. He gave me a list of about, I think, probably – six guys in history that had won X amount of races. He says, you want to be a legend? Like, get on that list. Forget the championship. Like, you win that many races and you've done something special. And so, you know, we're working towards it and we're trying to do everything we can. And, certainly had some slip out of our hands over the last, month or so that I wish I could have back, but, you can't do it. We've got five, we're roughly a little over halfway through the season. And so we can get there. We just gotta, you know, keep digging and keep, putting our head down and keep working. And, you know, that's my goal is to win as many races as I can. And hopefully the last one of the season is the last race.
That was a great answer, and you still didn't give us the number, but I get it. You don't want to jinx the deal. I get it. But it was a great answer, and I appreciate it. You spoke a moment ago with Jim Utter about the New Hampshire race last year. What do you think of that finish now when you look back on it? It was classic. It was one of the best finishes we had last season.
Yeah, I thought that Harvick just kind of outsmarted me really on that last lap, kind of protecting the bottom there. You know, I didn't do a good job on that final lap. I obviously had the fastest car. You know, he just outsmarted me by putting himself in that position to where he was on the offense and he could play defense pretty easily by just kind of giving me the old door on the right side coming off the turn four. So, of course, I was going to beat him the line, and he knew that that was his move to stop my momentum. Had he been on the outside, I would have done the same thing to him and got him out of the groove. So, he got the best of me, and I certainly haven't forgot it. But you learn lessons here and there from guys like him.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Stephen Conley.
Denny, without the practice and everything, you guys feel like you can show up to any race and win that race, or at least be in contention for it. Do you feel like there you can win at every track, or are there some still at least upcoming, especially into the playoffs, that you think might be a little problematic for you?
No, I mean, we run well everywhere. There's not one track we don't run well at. So to answer your question, no, we can win every single week. You know, I know my equipment's good enough to do it. I still need to get better at some racetracks. But certainly I think that I go to the racetrack every week thinking that we can win. As long as I don't make a mistake and we have what we call in our 11 team is a green race where no mistakes are made, we typically are always in the top five with a shot to win. And so it's on me to make sure we have green races.
And you were talking about Chris Gavehart earlier and the trust that you guys have. How close do you feel that without the practice you guys are unloading with the truck to be up front immediately?
Well, we're doing a better job. We're doing a really good job, obviously, of adapting to no practice. But certainly I think that, on going to races where we have the same aerodynamic package as what we had last year, it makes things a lot easier to unload closer. So, and now that, you know, in the second half of the season, we're going to be going back to some racetracks. You're going to see a lot of guys be much closer when they unload than what they were at the start of the steal.
Thank you.
Got it.
Next, we'll go to Adam Fenwick.
I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and ask about New Hampshire Motor Speedway as well, Denny. You've been extremely good there during your career, just in general. Three wins there total, not to mention battling Harvick the last couple of years. Why are you so good there? What makes you as a driver and your team so good at that racetrack?
Well, I just think I'm a kind of a short track guy at heart and always, you know, adapted to the flat mile tracks, whether it be Phoenix, you know, 3/4 mile at Richmond or New Hampshire. It just seems like, you know, the flat tracks, the flat short tracks, I've always been really, really good at. It feels like an eternity since we've run a short track that other than the All-Star race. So, you know, we're going to be going back there with a different aerodynamic package. So we can't just rely on the notes that we had. The closest thing we could use is probably Phoenix, but I wrecked out of that race early. So we don't have a whole lot of notes to go by, but I'm sure we'll be pretty close when we get there. But yeah, it's just a track I've always been good at, and it fits my style of driving, and we've got some wins because of it.
Next, we're going to go to Jeff Magliocchetti.
Hi, Denny. Congratulations on the win. This would be the longest break you guys have in the schedule for a little bit. So basically my question is, how are you going to spend that time? It was great to see that time spent with your family in Victory Lane on NBC after the race. So are you going to, how are you going to spend that time basically from now till New Hampshire?
Yeah. I mean, I have got some time with my girls this weekend, so, you know, hang out with them and, you know, we'll hang out tomorrow and celebrate. And, you know, my celebrations for my winning is taking them to the ice cream store. So I'm not sure who, you know, they really probably feel like they won more than I did. So, you know, we'll just hang out. And obviously it's great to have a weekend off, especially with as busy as this season has been. We've been really on a stretch grind here. And I'm really happy that, it seems like I don't know. It just seems like in my career, I win a lot going into off weekends. So, since something about being able to be number one for a few extra days motivates me.
All right, we'll get that large cone tomorrow. Thank you, Denny. Congratulations. Right.
Next, we'll go to Sterling Siemens.
Thank you. Denny, first of all, congrats on the win tonight. I got to ask, because JGR, they've seemed to really have a knack for mile and a half tracks like this. I mean, three cars in the top five tonight for Joe Gibbs Racing. What is it that gives JGR such an advantage on tracks like this?
We don't have an advantage. We just, you know, we have great equipment and great people that work on the cars to make them fast. And so there's no given advantage. We all have to work for it. And, you know, it's not been a dream season by any means by JGR this year. I mean, it was a tough team meeting after Texas with Joe, and he gave us some motivation to go out there, and we needed to get our act together and start winning some races. So it definitely, we don't feel like we're on top by any means. We still got a lot of work to do, but today was encouraging because we saw, you know, all of our cars towards the front. And that really is a good sign that you've got a bigger box to work with when it comes to, you know, the speed in your car.
Thanks, Denny. Congrats and safe travels.
All right. Thank you.
Next we'll go to Steven Taranto.
Denny, this is the last of the midweek races that we've been having the past couple months. And so we've had a few races on a Wednesday night, a couple races on a Thursday night. I know in the past we've had Monday night races for one reason or another. As NASCAR looks to perhaps implement more midweek racing into future schedules, is there a particular day of the week that you prefer as far as this sort of racing is concerned, or do you think there's a place for all of them?
I think there's a place for any day of the week. One thing I noticed with the ratings is anytime we move away from a Sunday 3:30 time slot, it hurts rating because people get used to, okay, well, it's Sunday, so the race has got to be on probably 3:30 Eastern, right? But when you have a Thursday or Wednesday, we really certainly got to focus on promoting these races and getting the word out that we're on TV in the middle of the week. It's just, I don't think that there's any shortages of eyes, but I think that certainly the promotion side of things is what we really got to ramp up whenever we have a midweek race. Because certainly I think, you know, people are at home. They're at home more than they are probably on a Sunday afternoon, to be honest with you. It's just, we got to let them know that we're racing.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yep.
Next we'll go to Ashley McCubbin.
You talked about it already, and that the fact that it hasn't been that dream season and JGR needs to keep winning some more. What do you feel is the biggest thing, though, moving forward that you need to improve upon?
You know, I think we need a little bit of speed, to be honest with you. Like, on the restarts, I really had to fend off the Penske cars. They were extremely fast. I really couldn't hold a lead once I did get the lead on a restart. You know, it would be about 8 laps, and then I get passed. So I just feel like I need some more speed, however I can get that. You know, that's so many different departments, aerodynamics, it's motor, it's all kinds of different things that we need to improve on just slightly, and we'll be right there where we need to be. So typically JGR, we get better as the season goes. But you know, this has definitely been a particularly slow start for JGR, with the exception of us. As an organization to start a season.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we're going to wrap up with Jonathan from the Racing Experts.
Yes, Denny, just scoring two consecutive victories here at Kansas Speedway, just with this track and aero package combination. What do you think makes you so good at this racetrack with this package?
Well, I think I've got a great setup, to be honest with you. I think Chris has found something that really worked last year with the setup of the race car. And with no practice, we didn't have a chance to screw it up. So we just kind of put it all back together, and we had some great success off the notes that we had from last fall. So, you know, last fall's race was kind of out of the blue for me. We started 20-something. And I knew within five laps, I'm like, wow, this car is really, really fast. And so it handled all over the racetrack. I could move just about anywhere and be fast. So certainly I think that, you know, we've got something we can build on. And I'm actually anxious to get my computer out and get to work on downloading, you know, Kansas here and figuring out how it can be better when I come back.
Thank you, Denny.
Thanks.
All right, Denny. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations, and enjoy that ice cream this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right, everyone. We will be joined by Chris Gabehart in a little bit. Just hang tight, and we'll get him here in the Zoom setup.